Thank you. You may be seated. Brother Ramon, come on down.
Bless all of you, brother and sister. It's a big pleasure to be here. It's my first time. From the beginning, I came to this year. And one thing I can say is Jesus is wonderful. Amen. He's awesome. I thank Jesus for everything He gave me. Start with my family, and you, brother and sister, you are my close family too.
Amen.
I love all of you. Just because Jesus, not from me, no. Jesus. I want to love Jesus for everything He gave me, my life, my salvation. Now He gave me this time to share, especially with my mi hermano Benjamin, that's mi hermano Pastor Ben. Guys, I think this is the time. This is the time for us, all of us, all of us, to start working for Jesus in this city, the Barnaby, of Barnaby in Coquitlam, in all Vancouver. This is my first time I went to Africa, in special Uganda, in some way I feel so close to the people, you know, for my culture, you know, the food, they love Jesus. Even now, like my brother Fred says, everybody says they are born again, but they are like this, so close. That's the reason our dearly brother Tom is there with his whole family, no? What a great heart for Jesus he has. It's amazing. Wow, I wanna, I desire to serve Jesus like him, you know, because he loves Jesus. His entire family is living for Jesus. Wow. And I wrote a couple of things because beside my English, beside of being poor, is funny. Very funny. That's true. I cannot lie before God, you know. I wrote a couple of letters here, and then my fear was, of course, I want to be thankful all the time with my Lord Jesus. Before I continue, thank you for all your prayer and supplication for us,
yes,
for the whole team, five of us. Thank you. I feel you were crying for us, you know, all the time, interceding for us. Wow. Yeah. God, believe me, God, hear you, all your prayer. Thank you. Thank you. And then I had to say, without God's protection, guidance, and and his blessing, we never. This, for me, is a dream come true. Never will we will be able to be in Uganda with the people sharing the gospel. And it was in every place. It was really a pure, from the beginning to the end, a pure blessing experience. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Jesus, with that, taking care of us, you know. I really cannot put in into word how God works in us. Okay. One thing that we should be know in Uganda, they need more churches.
Yes, sir.
That preach the Bible, the pure Bible messages, from messages pure from the Bible, and need more, of course, compassion, Christian. Yes, yes, that's very important. And I remember still, I have my rejoice for every conversion, for every soul winning over there, not because us, nothing come out for us.
Right.
Nothing, absolutely nothing without Jesus. Just because God first, like he found me, he found you, and then Jesus found them, touched them, and brought it into conviction. Yes. And then became child of God.
Right.
Wow. That was my ultimate rejoice when it was in front of a man going to the lake, something like Bijonji, something like that. I asked him if he knows Jesus. He told me, of course, yes, he was, according with him, was born again. But in the middle of the conversation, I find out that he was born again because he thought that by baptized, he became Christian. And then, thanks God, he gave me grace, and then I talked to him, and what a joy when he became a Christian right away. And then he says, I asked him, do you wanna become a child of God? And he told me, I wanna. I almost, my heart, oh, unbelievable rejoice. Like Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice. Always rejoice. The glory and honor be to Jesus, our God. Our only God. Don't forget. Bless you.
Amen.
All of you.
Let's sing one more song, and then I'm going to show you some pictures here. Let's go to 227.